Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, Frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche Tafeltrauben 500 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Oder Avocado, das Stück für nur 99 Cent. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, shoplifting brisket, a pork assault, and ketchup packets. You'll hear that coming up next.
Sag mal, hast du bei der Steuer auch diesen Schulflashback? Einfach irgendwas raten und dann hoffen, dass es stimmt?
Boah, nee, gar nicht. Wieso, Steuer ist so mein Safe Space?
Du meinst, damit ist alles sicher?
Ja, genau. Wieso, Steuer ist so die Steuer-App, die dich einfach versteht. Egal ob Studium, Job oder Umzug.
Stimmt, krass. Fühlt sich gar nicht wie Steuern an.
Steuern erledigt?
Safe.
Mit Wieso, Steuer?
Rocks. From the people who brought you Cowbell's greatest hits, Bob and Tom Records presents the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll. You'll get Journey.
Ooh, anytime.
You'll get Cat Stevens and Wild World.
Ooh, baby.
You'll get Paul McCartney.
Ooh.
It's the Eagles.
Ooh.
It's the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll. It's the Steve Miller Band.
Ooh, ooh.
Peter Frampton.
Oh, I tell you, I love you, baby.
Oohs, ahs, and ohs, and the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. The greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll, including whoever the hell this is. It's the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll. Act now and get Indianapolis Colts announcer Ted Marchabrota with the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of play-by-play.
Ooh, yeah. Oh.
Act now and get this extra special treat. Ted Marchabrota along with the Steve Miller Band.
Ooh, ooh.
Also a special appearance by Floyd the Barber from The Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, yeah.
Act now and get the original from the chick from the latest Bob and Tom album. It's the greatest oohs, ahs, and ohs in the history of rock and roll. Only from Bob and Tom Records.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
You asked about this story. It was in Florida, a shoplifter, an accused shoplifter. There's security footage, according to WPLG, captured at a place called Kosher Kingdom in Florida, and it shows the man pulling a massive brisket from a cooler and stuffing it down his pants.
Man.
Yeah.
The owner, Phil Einhorn, chased the man and called police.
Get back here.
They were able to recover the stolen merchandise, and the suspect abandoned it as he fled. Kind of humorous.
Yes.
But the place is called Kosher Kingdom, and I was looking it over. It's kind of like one of those video stores back in the day.
Yeah?
If you want pork, you have to kind of walk into a special room, like a beaded closet.
That is very good. That is very good.
What's the name of it? What's the name of it
again? It's called Kosher Kingdom.
That's excellent.
But I'm reading the story again because we have a story involving pork.
Yep.
An assault with pork.
A young woman in Florida behind bars after allegedly attacking her mother with a pork chop. Court documents state that the police were called to a home in Jensen Beach.
Mother, please.
Where the 46-year-old victim said she and her 18-year-old daughter had gotten into a verbal dispute. During the argument, the teen allegedly smacked her mom in the face and threw a pork chop
at her.
Take
that, you bitch.
It's some of the actual audio.
I bet you're right.
That's weird.
Police said they observed food residue on the victim's left shoulder, which was consistent with her statement. The 18-year-old was charged with domestic battery.
The mom charged the daughter?
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, and with getting hit with a pork chop, that ain't kosher.
No, it's not.
Can you imagine the cops? Really, we have to deal with this?
Yeah.
All the problems in the world, we got some mom and daughter having a dispute. Come on.
You have a pork chop song, Pat?
A pork chop song? No.
I haven't had a good pork chop in a long time. That's not to say that I've had a bunch of bad pork chops recently.
They're tough to come by.
I had one.
Pretty tasty?
Yes, New Year's so Eve. It was amazing.
New Year's
by
Eve
the way,
pork.
They just charged with assault, not assault and battery, because it wasn't breaded.
I don't. You see, it wasn't battered.
I don't. Yeah,
so battered is the key
battered
there.
Battered is the way to go.
You walked us through that.
Yeah, what are you, me telling a joke? What are you doing?
No, to bread it. You have to dip it in the batter, then you put it in the breadcrumbs. If you cooked, you would have gotten that joke.
No.
I knew what you meant.
You told it wrong.
Batter.
No. You cannot spin this to where I am the one that's wrong.
No.
I'm the one who
if
pointed
you bread
out.
It for a breaded pork chop, you put it in the batter.
The batter is the breading. You start with the egg.
How dare you make fun of this poor woman getting hit with the pork chop?
Oh, my God.
Now, if you want to hurt someone with pork, hot, sizzling bacon in the face, that's going to get them.
Oh, my goodness. No.
If we ever had pork chops and without applesauce, my dad was disappointed.
Me too.
Are you the same? Are you guys the same way?
Never cared for applesauce.
It was always.
And then what about with lamb chops?
I love applesauce.
We didn't have lamb chops growing up, Tom.
No, neither did we.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong?
What about your Chateaubriand?
We need to,
I will never forget the night my mother said Chateaubriand for one. And I said, how dare you?
He looked at me, what about your lamb chops? What did you guys have for
You've
that?
Never had lamb chops?
No, I have, yes, but it wasn't a family, it wasn't a,
of course not.
A staple growing up.
Yeah, we didn't have Dom for dinner either.
What the?
God.
More squib?
Oh, my God.
Squab.
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 Well, no, we ate June squib.
Squib?
I swear to God, this is a true story. I was at my sister's house. This was several years ago.
Yes.
And we were having a lunch of lamb chops.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I says, oh, yeah, these are from next door. And I look out, and there's this meadow and a sheep.
Wow. Man, I bet they were great.
Yeah, but it just takes away a little bit of the, you
know. Yeah.
Was that like eating your lobster in front of the tanks at Red Lobster? Is that what you're
saying? I don't have a problem with lobster because they're so ugly and weird. Sheep, they look like they're kind of, they look too much like dogs.
They're ugly and weird.
Oh, my God.
So they're okay to eat.
Yeah. Don't you think so?
What about cows?
You know what? I do think so. I'm startled to find out how much I have in common with you anymore.
Yeah, I would call them meat cute.
I think you should get $10 off a lobster if you reach in and get it, and there are no rubber bands on the claw. There should be a discount.
I bet they can really clamp down with those claws.
I bet a finger could. You could lose it.
You
could
lose a finger. The grocery store that I used to go to that is no longer in existence, they had the tank.
Yeah,
I always love that.
I love the tank.
Yeah.
I think the tank's still out there.
There's a guy I follow on Instagram who's a big lobster fisherman in Maine. He saves a lot of lobsters and puts them back and tries to help the ecosystem. But
oh, good.
Really cool. And he'll rescues a lobster, he'll give him a fish and then throw him back in. Like, here's your dinner. And throws
him back in. Well, lobsters, everybody knows lobsters are like the honeybees of the ocean.
Yes.
If we lose lobsters,
there will be no coral.
Does he take like a Dremel and his initials in the claw?
Ignore me. That's
no, he does not do that.
Do you remember the story we had a couple years ago about a surgeon? I think it was in England.
Do you say sturgeon or
surgeon? Surgeon. Remember this? And this guy was found guilty because he was putting his initials.
Yeah, he was branding it.
The organ.
Man. Yeah, he would go in there for some kind of surgery and put his initials in.
I'm all right with that.
Me too. Hey, doc. The surgeon that saved my life and fixed my heart. Doctor.
It's an autograph.
Whatever you want. You can put pictures of your kids in there as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I really appreciate your help.
That would be okay with you.
Absolutely.
All right.
No.
A little scar tissue never hurt anybody.
So you see, she threw a pork chop at her mom.
On me. Now, would you throw
She's just charged her with assault, not assault and battery, because it wasn't breaded.
No.
You see.
It wasn't battered.
That's just simply not the way to tell that joke.
Absolutely not.
Right.
Ace, you're with me, Archie. See, you have to put the...
And Ace knows from comedy.
Yeah.
I thought you had to... You have to dip it in the batter to get the...
Yeah, but nobody calls that battery. You're committing, or you are in the act of battery as you prepare those pork chops. No one ever says that.
Admittedly, it's a play on the word batter, certainly.
Battered is the key.
Okay. All right. it's ironic that they got into a fight with a pork chop. I guess they had a beef.
Well, it's
he's clapping for his own
joke. Not beef.
He's clapping for his own joke. Let Look him at go. Him.
You don't see the irony there? They had a beef. If she'd hit him, she'd hit him with ground meat, it would have been okay.
Pat, don't you have a song about beef, Pat?
I'm going to, not in the next 3 seconds.
That would be great.
Oh. Wow. All right.
We get out of this.
That lobster guy I was trying to find. Okay, a man from Florida is in custody for an alleged battery involving, not a pork chop, a ketchup packet. According to an arrest affidavit, the victim was checking on the 28-year-old suspect who appeared to be passed out in a bus terminal. The suspect reportedly woke up irate and threw an opened ketchup packet at the victim. Police noted that the victim suffered two spots of ketchup on his jacket. Are
suffered.
You kidding me?
Suffered two spots of ketchup.
The man was taken into custody on charges of battery and possession of a controlled substance. Oh, he can't carry ketchup anymore?
Well, I'm By the way, the controlled substance.
Yeah. The judge sentenced him to 57 days of community service.
I mean, look, that's better than what we have been getting.
Yeah, that's better than...
He also threw pudding on him, so they took him into custody.
Oh.
Does that work with this new line of...
No.
Why'd the guy have a ketchup squeezer thingy? What are those?
A packet.
A packet.
Now, you don't care for those, right?
You don't like the packets.
Oh, no.
You don't like those?
No.
Why don't you like a packet?
Well, listen, it gets all over the edges, and no. And the packets, God knows who's handled them.
That's all I have in my fridge right now is a Ziploc full of those packets. I'm not buying another bottle of ketchup until I go through those.
No kidding.
Yeah,
we'll sterilize them somehow. Put them in your microwave for a minute. I'll fix them. Get rid of all the germs.
I like that you're being a planet.
He's
saver.
Trying. He's trying to blow up your microwave.
He does want me to make a mess.
So I'm sorry. So this guy. Which guy threw the ketchup? The guy that was asleep at a bus station? He must be a real winner.
Could be a hard worker. Yeah. He's a double shift.
Yeah, Captain Success. This guy probably hasn't changed underwear in a year.
You know, you haven't used the term Captain Success in quite a while. I kind of missed it.
Waiting for my bus to Loserville.
Oh, Tom.
Could have mental issues.
I shouldn't have made those jokes in hindsight.
All right. Okay. We're making ground. We lost a little ground with custardy, and now we're...
custardy.
Ketchup packet battery.
That's ridiculous.
How about charges of salt and pepper?
I mean...
Does that ketchup... Wait a minute. Ketchup packet battery sounds like some kind of weird science experiment where some kid at the science fair takes ketchup packets and puts wires in them and it makes a little windmill spin.
Yeah. And then some guy from the government goes, we need to shut that down right now. He figured something out.
Hey, chick, be careful. I've got a ketchup packet. I'm not afraid to use it.
I don't.
Maybe we should have had a snow day. A woman is suing in Florida a convenience store claiming she was injured by a toilet paper dispenser.
Hmm.
According to the Ocala News, Ms. Okay. Pauline Frederick Hicks.
I might have something in common. I hate our toilet paper dispenser.
She filed a complaint against Racetrack following a November 2025 incident.
Racetrack?
Racetrack is an gas station, TRAC.
Yep.
The suit alleges that Ms. Frederick Hicks was trying to retrieve toilet paper from a metal recessed dispenser when the unit's unlocked cabinet door abruptly swung open and hit her in the ankle, resulting in severe injury.
Severe injury.
She's accusing the gas station of negligence and seeking damages in excess of $50,000.
I mean, Josh, you were telling me you were in a convenience store toilet last week.
Yes.
There we go.
There we go.
What was he doing?
I remember telling you.
And you fell off the changing table. Hurt your back.
Yeah, man. And that lawsuit is still pending.
Huh.
No, but I can see all those metal flangey things sticking out of the wall with the. I get that.
You think $50,000 worth of damage?
Well, that depends. How many? What kind of cooties did she get from? I wouldn't touch one of those things for $50,000.
That would hurt her ankle, but.
I mean, you can get really hurt by random metal. Trust me, I've got a giant cut on my arm from my kitchen drawer.
What?
That's what that bandage is?
I have a huge, unbelievable cut on my arm.
From your kitchen drawer?
Yes.
Unbelievable cut.
Do you have metal cabinets?
Metal handle. it was a little. It's a gash. It's
see,
really
it's not,
nasty.
It's not. It's a like a tiny. Handle. It's like a tiny cut.
Trust me, it's.
I don't believe.
Remember when you were young and you would get a tiny cut, and the next day it was essentially gone.
Yep.
And now I get a tiny cut and I go, "That's there for 6 months." It's crazy how the body just.
This thing is nasty. I had to go to CVS and buy a whole array of bandages.
Oh my god! Where is it again?
You can see. Look at it.
It's right there.
Oh my god!
Think that
look,
you would have an array of bandages.
It's the size of two
already.
Quarters, and it's all blood. And
I don't
bled
did
all
you pull
weekend
across
long.
It?
Yeah, I swept don't. Across it. It ripped off a couple of postage stamps worth of skin.
Oh my god!
Oh.
I'd show it to you, but I don't have the time to put another bandage on.
Oh no, yeah, well, you don't want to redress that.
No,
I don't have. I would need. I had to get. Yeah. I had to get not. I put a regular bandage on it, and when I pulled it off, it just ripped the whole scab off again.
Why that's didn't you get? So you get some stitches. That's what you should have done.
Oh god,
I'm surprised they didn't need you to amputate.
Yeah,
no kidding.
That is.
I sprayed
there's
it.
No
with,
way we can save.
I sprayed
arm.
It with Bactine, which, by the way, took me 15 minutes to operate.
It took me 15 minutes to operate the Bactine.
You've got to press one button with this hand and take the other and dial this spherical thing over.
Oh, yeah?
It's unbelievable.
15 minutes to operate.
Oh, boy.
Got to have lights, glasses.
Don't you have any help over there? Doesn't she help fix you up?
She actually put this bandage on. She's a former nurse. See? Thank God.
What have I told you about this, Christy?
I love Kelly. I just
she put like the bandage on this.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's sweet. Were the girls laughing?
No, they were grossed out. It was
look
so bloody.
At Daddy bleeding.
I mean, it looked like my sink was just blood
horrible.
Everywhere. It was
blood horrible. Everywhere,
man.
Now, what would you rather do? Cut yourself on a toilet dispenser at a convenience store, gas station, or eat one of their hot dogs, which is more dangerous.
Oh, I'd eat a hot dog.
Oh, hot dog and hot dogs are great.
You got hot dogs?
You eat those roller hot dogs?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
No.
It depends on the service station.
Roller dogs
service
is what they're called.
Station.
And yes.
90.
I have never had I have never had one.
Depends on the Texaco.
Well, of course you've never
like
had
he's
one.
He's a time traveler have who's ever, just gotten here from 1900.
Have you ever been in a convenience store?
Oh, I love it. I just went into a new one called the Wawa.
Yes.
It's new to this region, yes.
That place was amazing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're great.
It was like Nordstrom's level quality.
Now, the food there, the turnover is awesome, so it's gonna be good and fresh. And,
Yeah. And they've got the tuna fish, egg salad, chicken salad. Oh, yeah.
That was great.
It's the best.
Yeah. But, no, I've never had I've never been tempted by a roller hot dog machine. I mean, those things could have been there for weeks.
No, they're not there for weeks.
Oh, come on. You know, some of the people that work there don't care.
Gosh.
I don't. I'm sure
the ones at Wawa are just fine. They looked lovely.
Yeah, that you know what? It totally saved it.
Yeah, we believe you'll eat one of those.
Yeah, we believe you. Yeah.
Joining us in the studio, professional comedian Sean Morey is here with us. Sean, nice to see you.
I get annoyed by certain things, you know, little things. People who use the word friggin'. What the hell is that? Make a stand. Either say the F word or say golly gosh darn.
Right.
What does friggin' mean anyway? I'm almost mad enough to cuss. Don't push me. I'll say friggin'. I don't give a shooby dooby. I heard a funny word the other day. Cripes.
Cripes? Cripes.
Some guy said, for cripes sake. Who would that be? Jesus Cripes? The son of gosh? Of the Church of Holy Moly. I'm not making fun of it.
Gosh.
I don't want to go to heck.
Bravo.
I believe in Jesus Cripes and his mother, Jeez Louise. And all the disciples. Golly, gee, willikers, goody, goody, gumdrops, gee whiz, holy cow, bye gum and sweet patootie. there's too much obscenity, really.
What do you mean now?
How about these kids you see wearing obscene T-shirts out in public?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see a guy wearing a shirt that says, shut up, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's he trying to prove? That his mother didn't dress him? Oh, Bobby, wear your shut up, bitch T-shirt today. You look so cute in that. I don't want to. Oh, come on. Wear your blow me shirt. I mean, when I was a teenager, we wore t-shirts that said, make love, not war.
Right.
Now they say, eat crap and die.
Good
I don't think they're setting their goals high enough.
I'll bet it wasn't really crap, was it? No.
Said something else in that shirt, didn't it?
I'm walking with my grandmother. A guy walks by with a t-shirt that says, eat me raw. I'm like, grandma, I'm really sorry you had to see that. She said, oh, screw him.
Wasn't screw either.
Was it frig?
No, she made a stand.
She took a stand.
More Bob and Tom Extra is coming up next.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
It's the biggest game on the planet, and nobody breaks it down like Jim Rome.
Who do you think will be the last one standing this year?
Fearless debate and the best callers in sports.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
Big games, big opinions, and zero mercy.
We'll get to all of that. You've been warned.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
A lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
The Jim Rome Show.
What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.